This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Today is Friday, January the 18th, 2019. I'm Michael Morale, Forms and Multimedia Director for SMA News Today.
Researchers have suggested a new approach in treating SMA. They want to restore the expression of the gene that causes SMA. These findings hold promise to effectively and permanently treat the disease. The study was called Seamless Genetic Conversion of SMN2 to SMN1 via CRISPR, CPFL, and single-stranded oligodeoxynucleotides in SMA patient-specific iPSCs. It was published in the journal Human Gene Therapy. SMA is caused by mutations in the survival motor neuron 1, or SMN1 gene. This leads to a reduction in the load of SMN protein. The existence of a second survival motor neuron gene, SMN2, has an identical sequence, but it has the potential to rescue the effects of SMN1 mutations. A nucleotide is a basic unit of DNA and the building blocks of protein. However, there is a natural difference of one nucleotide in the SMN2 DNA sequence. This leads to an event called alternative splicing. It causes 90% of the resulting protein to be shorter and non-functional. A potential therapeutic approach for SMA is converting the SMN2 gene to an SMN1-like gene. This is done by way of a single nucleotide change. Induced pluripotent stem cells, called iPSCs, have the ability to give rise to almost any cell in the body. SMA patient cells can be reprogrammed back into these cells. They can potentially be genetically altered and developed into motor nerve cells for transplant back into the SMA patient. Italian researchers had previously used an SMA mouse model. They had transplanted genetically corrected motor nerve cells into them. They saw disease symptoms improve and an increase in survival. However, the low efficiency and risk of cancer associated with this approach limits its application in humans. But Chinese researchers have now developed an effective approach that eliminates the cancer risk. They generated iPSCs from urine cells from a 22-year-old male patient with SMA type 3. Type 3 is a mild form of SMA. They also sampled from a 26-year-old healthy male as a control. The iPSCs were then genetically modified to convert the SMN2 gene into an SMN1-like gene. They used the CRISPR-CPFL gene editing system to do this. This allows researchers to edit parts of the genome by adding, removing, or changing specific sections of the DNA sequence. SMN protein expression and the localization of SMN-associated subnuclear structures, called GEMs, were significantly rescued in the corrected iPSCs. It was also corrected in their derived motor nerve cells. These results confirmed that the modification of a single nucleotide in the SMN2 gene can correct its DNA sequence. It can produce a full-length and functional SMN protein. Researchers said, quote, "This is the first report of an efficient gene conversion mediated by CPFL homology-directed repair in human cells. It may provide a universal gene therapeutic approach for most SMA patients." End quote. The team believes this specific approach can create other new gene therapies for other genetic diseases.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today community editor Kevin Schaefer.
Are you interested in understanding gene therapy? ExploreGeneTherapy.com has helpful information about gene therapy, including its history and how it is being investigated for the treatment of genetic diseases. Visit www.exploregenetherapy.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Schaefer, community editor for SMA News Today. This week on the SMA News Today forums, we launched the Disability in Media Forum. Here is an excerpt from the introductory post I made a few days ago. If you've read my columns or seen my posts here, you know that I'm very interested in how disability and people with disabilities are portrayed in mainstream media. This forum is designed for us to discuss books, TV shows, movies, and music that in some way explores some aspect of disability. In particular, I'd love for us to look at examples of media written and/or produced by artists with disabilities. We'll be starting with a discussion on the popular memoir, Laughing at My Nightmare by Shane Burkaw. Shane is an author and nonprofit founder who has SMA, and I've interviewed him on the SMA News Today podcast before. Myself and the other moderators will be spearheading this discussion, but anyone on the forums is more than welcome to join. Be sure to check out the SMA News Today forums for discussions on topics like this. We have forums for adults with SMA, Spinraza, going to college when you have SMA, dating relationships, and a wide range of other topics, so don't miss out. Thank you. This is Kevin Schaefer, Community Editor for SMA News Today.
Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcast and flash briefings can be found by going to our website at www.smanewstoday.com. They're also available on SoundCloud, Spotify, and on iTunes. For SMA News Today, I'm Michael Morale, Forums and Multimedia Director.